Good morning. Good morning. We're continuing Chayyim Klach of Dalad Simen Ches, and we're at the end where he's differentiating with the difference between if a person completed the bracha and he says Mechayyim Esim, adding something which he forgot, as opposed to correcting something that he should not have said. If it's a question of correction, it's too late to correct. If it's a question of addition, he could still add. So let's read that inside. He said something incorrectly. He said when he should not have said so. Or he says talamotar b'moisacham. He says talamotar in the summer when he should not have said talamotar. But over here the issue is not that he added something, he said something incorrect, but he forgot something. So the Shulchan Aruch paskens, the opinion of one of the Rishonim, the Rav Yoh, that as long as the first did not start the next bracha yet, he can still add in the additions that he needs to add in. So therefore, if he says bracha to Hashem, the Shulchan Aruch paskens, he should say, Masha Baruch HaMored HaGashem. It's in the winter time, he's supposed to say it, he forgot to say it. He said, Mechayim Esim ready. So he corrects himself right there, and he adds those four words, Mashiach Baruch HaMored HaGeshem, and he continues on to the next bracha. But that's already said, Mechayim Esim. Even that, the Mishnah Berurah brings that there are many Rishonim who argue and hold that you can't do that. So Mishnah Berurah is Machriya that in that situation, the Shulchan Aruch's Psak stands, the person said, Baruch HaTo Hashem Mechayim Esim, he adds in Mashiach Baruch HaMored HaGeshem right there. A person forgot Yalav Yavoy and Cholamoyd and any Tefillah or Rosh Chodesh and Shachar Zimincha. Baruch Ato Hashem HaMachzir Shkin HaSolid Tzion. He realized when he said those words, before he started the word Moedim, that he forgot Yalav Yavoy. He says the whole paragraph of Yalav Yavoy right there. He says HaMachzir Shkin HaSolid Tzion Elokeinu B'Elokei Abaseinu Yalav Yavoy, the whole paragraph. He finishes off the whole paragraph. He does not repeat the bracha, and he says Moedim. Okay. That's the Psak of the Shulchan Aruch. The Mishnah Berurah does bring that there are some Rishonim who argue. So therefore, the Mishnah Berurah says, in a case where the person at least just said bracha to Hashem, so now we have a dilemma. If he finishes off the bracha, we get involved in a machlokes Rishonim, whether you can correct it, or is it too late? If he says, Lamdeni chukecha, we can put him back into the middle of still within the previous bracha. Okay, if he says Lamdein Chukecha, he's not completed the bracha like we said before. And now we can just add in the insertion like he's supposed to, finish off the bracha. On the other hand, is it appropriate to say Lamdein Chukecha in such a situation where it's the middle of a bracha? It's not really necessary, according to the Shulchan Aruch, because you could just finish off Mechayim Esim and add it right there. So the Chayyim's psak is, he finishes off Mechayim Esim, he says Mashiach Baruch HaMored HaGeshem, he finishes off HaMachzir Shkin HaSolid Tzion, and he adds in Yalav Yavoy, and then he continues. He does not say Lamdeni Chukecha. Mishnah Berurah actually argues in the Chayyim and says no. That since there's so many other opinions that Lamdeni Chukecha is not an option, that adding in before the next bracha is not an option, once you finish a bracha, it's too late. So therefore, Mishnah Berurah says you should say Selam Deni Chukecha. So the person realizes after he said bracha to Hashem, he says Selam Deni Chukecha. He goes back to Atar Gibor. He finishes off the whole bracha, and then he continues. Remershin Atshuva passes like the Chayyim. He says this idea of saying Selam Deni Chukecha in the middle of the bracha does not seem to be appropriate. So it's better that he should follow the Pesach of the Shulchan Aruch. Say Baruch HaTo Hashem, Mechayim Esim, Mashiach Baruch HaMored HaGeshem, Atzal Kadosh, and then continue the rest of Shemoneh Esrei. Rely on the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch that you can add it in as long as you have not started the next bracha. According to everybody, the case where you said it inappropriately, not that you forgot something, but rather you said Mashiach Baruch HaMored HaGeshem in the summer time, we're not supposed to. Over there, once you say Mechayim Esim, it's too late to correct. So there the Chayyim says, Lamdeni Chukecha will save your whole Shemoneh Esrei. If a person said with Saint Talamot the Bracha, so he has to go back to the beginning of the Bracha and say the Bracha again. So say Lam Deni Chukecha and save the Bracha instead of being bring a Bracha Labatala, Bracha to Hashem Mevorech Hashanim, and then say it again. Start from the beginning of the Bracha again. Rather say Lam Deni Chukecha and save the Bracha. So the Chayyadim says in a case where you've said an inappropriate insertion, if you say, finish off the bracha, it's too late to correct it. So saying Lam Deni Chukecha saves the bracha. In the case where you forgot an insertion, so then you finish up the bracha correctly, and you say the insertion right there, and then you continue on the rest of Shemoneh Esrei. Okay, one last point. We'll talk about this in the next year, and then we'll go back to Siman Zayin, where he says it's practical.